Chevron is ordered to pay up for environmental damage in Ecuador.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. A judge in Ecuador says U.S. oil giant Chevron must pay $9.5 billion for contaminating rainforests and rivers there. To put that in context, it's about half what Chevron made in profit last year. Let's bring in sustainability reporter Eve Tro for more on this story. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning.
So how did Chevron find itself in this mess?
Well, Chevron actually inherited this mess from Texaco. Villagers in Ecuador sued Texaco in the 1990s. They said decades of oil drilling and refining made them sick and ruined their land and their water. So when Chevron bought Texaco in 2001, it got the case in the deal. Nick McGregor, he's an oil analyst with Redmayne Bentley. He told me the ruling in Ecuador is meant to show oil companies that they basically can't expect to get away with pollution anywhere.
Not that many years ago, if you spilt oil in the developed world, yes, it would cost you a lot of money. And if you spilt oil in more remote parts of the world, you know, you just walked away from it or, you know, bunged someone a few dollars to keep quiet and left it.
And Eve, what are the chances Chevron is going to actually have to pay this money?
At the moment, not very high. Chevron plans to appeal. It's collected evidence of bribes in the case, actually using hidden microphones and other spy tactics. And a U.S. district court judge in California, where Chevron's based, has already moved to block enforcement of the Ecuador ruling. But the Ecuador court says if Chevron doesn't agree to pay in 15 days, the fine doubles to $19 billion.
Did you say hidden microphones?
I did, in pens. Got to look out for those.
Wow. Marketplace's Eve Tro, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, we're likely to get the official announcement today about that proposed German takeover of the New York Stock Exchange. In fact, get ready to hear a lot about mergers and acquisitions, which are natural for companies that are sitting on a lot of cash. The problem is, when firms merge, they often lay people off. Today, there's a warning of job cuts because of a new alliance between Microsoft and cell phone maker Nokia. Nokia announced the other day it's going to be putting Windows operating systems on its new smartphones. And as the BBC's John Bithrie reports, that's not good news for the company's employees.
Nokia's been falling behind in the smartphone market, now dominated by Apple and Google's popular operating system, Android. This huge deal was supposed to make Nokia competitive once again. But union leaders say 6,000 jobs could go in Nokia's native Finland as it replaces its own operating systems with Windows. The company's CEO, Stephen Elop, admits there'll be a significant cut in headcount and employees will have to adjust.
Every employee goes through an emotional journey, and the emotional journey is difficult because this is such a big change. So there's a lot of things still ahead, a lot of work still to be done.
Nokia's investors aren't too impressed either. Its shares have fallen by a fifth since the deal with Microsoft was announced last Friday. But after the boss compared Nokia to a sinking oil platform in comments last week, it seems the company may not have much choice. In London, I'm the BBC's John Bithrie for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed around the globe right now. Another big company calls it splits. Marriott International is going to spin off its timeshare business from its hotel management division. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 5 points to close at 12,268.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Reputation.com, helping businesses and professionals monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com.
It's spring. Okay, it's not really spring yet, but it is spring training season for Major League Baseball teams. The St. Louis Cardinals start tomorrow, and their star slugger Albert Pujols hopes tomorrow is going to be the day he becomes the highest paid player in baseball. He wants $30 million a year. As Adam Allington reports now from St. Louis Public Radio, some are wondering if that's just too much.
Albert Pujols has 1 year left with the St. Louis Cardinals, but he's given them the deadline of tomorrow to get a much fatter new contract. Otherwise, he's going to be a free agent. Pretty much everyone in baseball thought that the Cardinals and Pujols would come to terms. Now it looks less and less likely. From the get-go, the first baseman has said he won't talk about contracts during the regular season.
You know, do you want to bring all that into the clubhouse all year like you guys been doing it for the last couple of years? No. So, I mean, I think that's more important to me than anything else.
He doesn't want to talk about it, but if Pujols does hit the free agent market this fall, be prepared for a bidding war to end all wars. Nearly everyone agrees that Pujols deserves the richest contract, which means topping A-Rod's deal for 10 years and $275 million.
But I put an asterisk next to that because it's with the Yankees.
Mike Bauman is a writer for MLB.com.
The Yankees are basically on a different financial planet than the other 29 franchises, and I'm not sure that it's a fair measurement of what anybody's worth.
Word is that Pujols wants to be baseball's first $300 million man. But Bauman says giving Pujols a New York contract with St. Louis dollars is a huge risk.
You have less room to maneuver in terms of your other salaries and less ability to amass a lot of talent around this one great player. I mean, those are the harsh realities.
Pujols' logical destination would be a big-money team like the Yankees, but right now they're not in the market for a first baseman. Still, Pujols is going to have a lot of suitors. And over at the St. Louis Sports Zone bar, diehard Cardinals fan Matt Barnhart says he could live without Prince Albert.
Oh, I'll go to the games, yeah. It's just, they better take that money if they don't go get him and go get two more players to fill that gap. Otherwise, there's going to be a backlash.
Especially if Pujols signs with the Cardinals' arch-rival, the Chicago Cubs. If that happens, Albert Pujols' jerseys will be burned. In St. Louis, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
Well, after a story like that, you might think the economy is going gangbusters, but here's one 30,000-foot view that tells a different story. Yesterday, Southwest Airlines gave job seekers a two-hour window to apply for flight attendant positions. According to the Dallas Morning News, the Southwest Airlines website was completely overwhelmed. One applicant said she was on three different browsers and two separate computers, but couldn't get her application through. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. On Twitter, at Jeremy Hobson, this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Leaders across the Arab world are trying to fend off revolution. Some are handing out food subsidies, others just cold hard cash.
It will help them to go to the malls to do some shoppings, but that's not going to change their political attitudes towards the government.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Loyalty, but at what price? That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.